Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. You guys ready to do the news? I don't know why this happens at least once a year. I guess because of TikTok and people trying to get views. I mean, that's what I assume. Maybe there's just something wrong with them mentally, but these people that jump into tiger exhibits or lions or bears or whatever at the zoo and then try and walk up to these animals, sometimes I think maybe this person wants to die and they want to die a gruesome death in front of all these people and they want it to be on the news. Most of the time, it looks like they think this animal wouldn't hurt me because I speak animals. I love animals. And I'll come up and pet it and it'll be fine. You see that far too often. That's what I think was happening here. This girl could have been trying to get views as well, but it's happened in New Jersey. This woman jumped into the tiger exhibit. And last I checked, the cops were still looking for her.
They're asking for help. Police in New Jersey are searching for the person who climbed over a fence at a zoo near the tiger exhibit. So the incident was caught on camera. It happened in the city of Bridgeton. You can see the female there dangerously close to one of those Bengal tigers. At one point, the person appears to put her hand through the fence right near the tiger's mouth. Police are hoping someone will recognize the person in the video and contact them.
I do not recognize the person in the video, but the video is high enough quality that I would think someone could recognize her and call police. So she jumps over a couple of retaining walls. There's still one little, like, it's like chicken wire that's between her and this tiger. Just one little row of chicken wire, and she sticks her hand through it. I mean, I can't believe that this tiger didn't bite her hand. It certainly acted upset, and it was giving her some warning, I think, but you always wonder.
Right.
You don't want to make fun of someone and say, what's wrong with you? Why would you use for clicks and then find out that there's something
wrong with them?
It could be, but Jesus Christ. I mean, of all the ways to tempt fate, jumping in with the
tiger?
Bengal tigers or the bears or the I don't know what all the different things are.
I don't think I could kick their ass. There's no reason to get into it.
Exactly. You're not going to initiate it.
Like if it jumps the wire,
right?
Then its tiger friends are going to be like, of all the people to jump the wire with, you jumped it with Laszlo?
Yeah.
No wonder why you got your ass kicked.
In case people don't know, Laszlo has said time and time again, he likes his odds against many animals that most people don't like their odds against. Forget about the smaller animals that people talk about, rats, 100 rats, things like that. No, we're talking about wolves. He's got it. Bears, he thinks he's got a good shot.
I mean, it can't be in a UFC ring. We've talked about that.
Right, but
if we're outside and
you're allowed to pick up a stick.
Weapons at my disposal. Yeah,
right?
The stick. I can go in my car and grab a bat. Like
No guns. But let's just say.
If I can grab a bat out of my back seat, I will whoop a wolf's ass.
What about a stick off the ground? A big enough stick off the ground?
Yeah.
Let's say you don't have access to that bat, but you're allowed to grab branches. Then you think that
A rock?
You like
throw a rock
right,
at it?
You've said the rock thing, throw a rock at its head.
That doesn't mean I'll kill it. I'm saying I can make it leave.
You can scare it away.
Yeah.
Like that guy who was being followed by that panther when he was hiking.
Yeah, threw a rock at it. Like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, he tried to make himself big. And didn't that work eventually? I think it did eventually run off. I don't remember. Maybe he's dead now. I think he survived. You guys ever heard of Billie Eilish? Not Idol. Eilish.
Heard of her.
She did...
On a Blue Highway?
Oh, no. Well, I'm trying to think of her big song. I think it's Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
It's a nice day for a white wedding?
Is it me? No, that's Billy Idol again. See, you're confusing me. She did the James Bond song.
Yes, I almost died. That song?
What's the James Bond song? Isn't it Hello? Is it me you're looking for?
I think that's Lionel Richie.
I can see it in your eyes. Oh, that's Lionel Richie, right. What's the James Bond song? Anyway, she's popular. She's got a brother that she does music with. I think David Letterman had her on
Phineas and Ferb? Is it the same name?
Phineas.
But is it the same name as Phineas and Ferb?
I think so.
She's got her own fragrance at department stores.
Is it called Eilish?
It's in a breast bottle.
Everybody's got their own fragrance.
I know, but hers is in a breast.
We should really get a Lazo fragrance.
It's in a breast bottle.
That would be nice. A nice Lazo fragrance.
Get someone to come up with it. I think they have to make them in France.
Like lavender and honey, probably.
Well, it's got to be masculine.
Like lavender.
No, he doesn't like lavender. He hates lavender.
I know, that's
it's got to be like tobacco
and deer urine.
Bourbon.
Yeah.
A tobacco bourbon.
Bourbon, leather.
Nice Tom Ford thing, you know?
All those things for the manly candles. Just make leather, tobacco, bourbon.
Right, that's good. Put that together.
There you go. Boom. Make it a scent. Well, Billie Eilish has broke some sort of record. Snow Cone is the music trivia guy, so maybe he already knew this. They said that Billie Eilish has now the most listens on Spotify monthly. I just would have assumed that that's Taylor Swift's thing and that no one else would beat Taylor Swift.
The Weeknd's always been number one.
Per month, for monthly listeners?
I don't know how they do it, but they say first in the world, second in the world. So I think monthly listeners, but I'm checking right now.
I just figured they must break this down into different things, but she's...
Billie Eilish has earned herself a new title, Spotify's most streamed monthly artist. The 100 million monthly listener ceiling, becoming the third and now youngest artist to ever do that. She's already an eight-time member of Spotify's Billions Club, making basically 10% of her discography some of the most listened to music in the world. Jeez. So congrats to Billie Eilish on that.
Okay. I remember years ago, I asked my son, I said, the older one, I said, you like Billie Eilish? And he's like, no. And I was like, oh. He's like, I mean, some of those songs are good. And I'm like, yeah, there's a couple of them that I like. I can't remember in my head right now, but I don't listen to her regularly. But there's songs that I've heard that I'm like, I like that song. And he was just like, yeah, it's, you know, 21 Pilots for Girls. Mm. And it just hit me like right then. I was like, oh, you're right. It's 21 Pilots for Girls.
I just checked. I thought 21 Pilots was for Girls. She has first in the world there.
Well, I looked at Wikipedia. You guys ever heard of that?
No.
It's like an online dictionary, but it's free, so I don't know how much I trust it. Not a dictionary.
You don't trust things that are free?
An encyclopedia. I'm just saying, I don't know. It's like not like I can ask for my money back, but I look, they have a page, most streamed artists on Spotify, and they break it down. Like all time. They say Drake is number one, 101.6 billion streams. Okay. Taylor Swift, 84 billion. Bad Bunny, number three, 82 billion.
Massive.
The Weeknd, 67 billion. Justin Bieber, 55. Ed Sheeran, 52 billion. Eminem, 49 billion. Ariana Grande, 48 billion. Is that right? These are all billions. Yeah. Kanye West, 47 billion. Never heard of him. And Travis Scott, 46 billion. And then if you go by year, which is just kind of funny, I don't know how big Spotify was in 2013, but Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
That was big.
Those streamed in 2013. Yeah.
Also isn't that won a Grammy crazy? Over Kendrick.
Yeah. He was also in the news because some woman just stood up on stage. I think he was asking people up on stage. Did you guys see that story?
Mm-mm.
He was in, I think he was in Europe, but he was asking people to get on stage, and this girl got up on stage, and apparently she was wanted by the police. And the
police, that sucks.
Yeah. I don't know exactly
the
details.
Is he a narc?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just he was trying to do something nice, and this girl ended up being wanted by police. You have to look up the story. I didn't read the whole thing. I didn't have it for headlines. Just wasn't expecting Macklemore to come up while we were sitting here talking about music today. Koberger, I mentioned that he's in the news again today. He's the guy who's accused of killing four college students in Idaho. And this has been going on for a while. The trial isn't going to start until next year, but his lawyers really would like this trial moved. And for whatever reason, the court seems to be putting up resistance. Like, show me why it needs to be moved. It seems obvious why it would need to be moved. again, going back to the Scott Peterson thing after watching that last night.
Where are they in Wyoming? Or they're in Idaho.
Are they in Moscow, Idaho?
Moscow, Idaho.
Okay, right. Moscow, Idaho. So I would think that at some point they're going
to
say, okay, fine, we'll move this thing.
Just move it to
Boise. Just move it already. That's all they're asking you to do is move it down the road a bit. So now his defense team has been going out on the street asking people what they think. What do you think? Is he guilty? If he were found not guilty, what would you
do? They tried doing that before.
They're calling it a mob mentality. That's how lawyers for Ryan Koberger describe the current atmosphere in the area where he stands accused of that grisly quadruple murder. The defense team making one last push to get the trial moved. Defense lawyers now point to damning quotes from residents they surveyed in Latah County, saying if Koberger wasn't found guilty, there would likely be a riot, and he wouldn't last long outside because someone would do the good old boy justice.
The good old boy justice. That's the thing I still can't believe exists. When you see the people standing outside of the prison with signs like, you know, get them, burn in hell, or we'll take them down ourselves. If you are a family member of the victim, a loved one of the victim,
right.
I understand saying, like, if that guy gets out of prison, I'm going to kill him and kill my daughter. That logically, I totally get. If you're just someone who watches a lot of Nancy Grace and you take the time to make a sign and go join a mob, like, burn in hell before the trials happen, it just feels a little outdated, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
It felt odd watching that documentary we were talking about Scott Peterson. It didn't feel odd, but seeing the Nancy Grace.
Yeah, that's how she
got started.
And
then even like they had a modern version of her, of what she was talking about, and I was like, wow, you still talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, congratulations to her. I'm sure she's made millions and millions of dollars doing what she does, but it just seems like that kind of thing has been phased out a little bit.
Well, they were saying, Scott Peterson, in that documentary, they kind of say this was a launching pad for Nancy Grace and for others that they became, instead of just being contributors, they got their own shows because that case was so huge. And then, yeah, it felt like people said, hey,
I just don't see a lot of innocent people anymore.
Yeah, and Nancy Grace at one point sort of apologized a little bit. Hey, maybe I did some things wrong in the past. But then I felt like after she did that, she went on to continue to speculate on people's guilt or innocence. So, look, you know, it's there to make money. People want to watch it, whatever.
Yeah,
but showing up with a sign saying you're going to be the one to do it. Like, you don't know the person.
And being that positive about something.
Exactly. That's just it.
Like, what are you doing? You're only, like, reading stuff. Like, you're not.
You got it from Nancy Grace.
Right.
Maybe the cops do know more. Maybe the defense does know more.
Or maybe the cops did screw stuff up. Like,
exactly.
You don't know. Like,
exactly.
You know, I've got my thoughts, but.
Right.
And I can be pretty opinionated in my thoughts, obviously.
Sure.
But not enough to drive to Modesto and
with
be like,
kill her. Right. Just, no.
Okay.
It's a line I draw that I don't need to cross.
Right.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. All right, we're going to finish doing the news here in just a minute.
Sure.
I told you I've got some news about your guy, RFK, so definitely got to talk about that. And then the bleeding head guy. The bleeding head guy, arrested for having a bleeding head. What's this world coming to? Did you guys see pictures of this guy? Oh, man.
He had a bleeding head?
People didn't want to be around him because he had a bleeding head. And he's like, hey.
You got snow come to work with on his pants.
I know.
You're
right?
Bleeding from the head, nobody wants to be around you.
Exactly.
Snow cone just rub up against you with
toothpaste.
Everything he owns. Right on his black shorts.
Toothpaste.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was in your mouth, but other than that.
What was in his mouth?
Okay.
Yeah, he's saying it was toothpaste.
You know what? I know. I'm not a millennial.
We'll finish doing the news here in a minute.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
Doomstroll, you lanky son of a bitch.
Well, I see your guy is in the news, RFK.
All right.
There's been a lot of speculation about what he might do.
Like, win the election?
Well, there's been a lot of talk that maybe they don't see a path to victory, and that his own running mate might be the one saying that. So there's been some talk about, well, would one of these candidates, one of these other candidates, maybe try and sweet-talk him to get an endorsement, right? Maybe offering a position or something?
Oh, right, like a cabinet.
Head of infectious disease or something like that, right?
Environmental,
right? Something? Who knows? Well, Trump was asked about it, and Trump has now said, yeah, I'll do it. So there's a lot of speculation now. RFK is supposed to be giving this speech, I guess, to his... People are expecting that he's going to say that he's dropping out, but obviously we don't know for sure. But people are expecting that he's going to say he's going to drop out and that he will be endorsing Donald Trump. But that's speculation
still. If the goods are good enough, right, if there's a deal that's good enough, RFK Jr. might consider dropping out and backing Mr. Trump.
Truly remarkable comments from Nicole Shanahan, where she basically acknowledged that they have no real path to victory at this point. She spoke in past tense about the campaign, said they do not want to help Kamala Harris get elected in any way, and they would work with Donald Trump, which is, of course, what Democrats have been accusing Kennedy of doing this entire time, and they've adamantly denied. But now that the campaign is kind of coming to the end of the road, they're looking at some kind of offer.
Well, there you go. All this talk about how they weren't going to take meetings or whatever with RFK, and then I saw someone got a hold of Trump and asked him about it, and he was like, well, sure, might do that. Yeah. I've always liked the guy, I think, is what he said. So, yeah.
He never really talked that bad about him.
No, I feel like that was clear from the very beginning. When people were like, who's... You know, side does RFK steal more votes, the left or the right? Who's stealing more votes from? You could tell that the right, at least, suspected it was them because the way Trump was always very careful to. I think they were
more moderate right guy. You might think RFK.
Didn't they say at one point that he was the first presidential candidate that, you know, during a time that Trump had been running for president, that he hadn't called names, he hadn't criticized at all. I thought, okay, well, that's believable. Lazo, yesterday or the day before, I don't remember what day it is, but you talked about my shiny face at work after my car accident. Now you sent me home. Lazo doesn't like
your face
to see
looks
people
great now.
Injured. Well, thank you, I appreciate that. But you know, you're sensitive to some of that stuff, and of course, you're not going to be rude to a stranger. But
of course, I
gotta say, some of the things that bother you probably wouldn't bother me as much as they bother you. But there is a limit.
Shiny face was bad, man.
Well, maybe it was. You know, it was my face.
It was puffy and it was shiny. It looked like it hurt. It
was swollen for sure.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to look at that.
But I saw this story about an American Airlines flight that a guy got kicked off of because he was bleeding. He was bleeding from his head. Now, this is a guy from Las Vegas. He had flown to Florida to have plastic surgery and to have hair transplants done.
Okay.
I don't know too much about hair transplants. I know that some celebrities get them done. Looks like Elon probably did it and looks great. Mm-hmm. Who's that actor that everyone talks about?
Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven, right? I mean, he used to be bald and then suddenly he wasn't and looks like great hair. Other actors, sometimes you're like, well, why don't you do it? Because John Travolta seems to sometimes be bald and other times he's not bald, like maybe he's wearing a wig. So I don't know much about it, but don't they like take hair from where you do have hair and then literally move it up to where you don't, and then they just
don't know,
like, you got to have enough? That's why I've said in the past, because my
pubic, don't know how it works,
because my pubic hair doesn't really look like pubic hair.
They can just put it on your head.
They could put it on my head.
If you don't know that about Slim Fast, there's a lot you're going to learn about us if you haven't listened to this program before. But one thing about Slim Fast is his pubic hair grows straight.
Yeah,
it's the oddest thing. So he has to. I know a lot of people manscape, anyways. But he has to, or else it literally would grow out the bottom of his Bermuda shorts. Like, that's how long it would get. It's unreal. If you have, I've never seen that type. I don't know what it
genetic
effect or genetic, whatever.
Sure, there's got to be some gene that triggers straight pubic hair. I don't know. Lazo didn't believe me for years.
It grows like the hair on your head.
Yeah,
like it's like not your beard.
Yeah,
like the hair on your head.
You know, Brookert,
unbelievable.
Brookert is talking about that, and she said she didn't know that. She's like, wait, is that true? I said, yeah. She didn't believe it. She's like, why'd you even say that? Where'd you come up with that? I was like, it's true. But because I manscape, she didn't know, and she's like, wait a second. So if you just let it grow, I was like, yeah, just grow straight. And she said, well, now I got to see it. I'm like, I don't think you do. I just think it's probably best. I mean, you shouldn't have probably even known about it.
Right.
But
did you show her?
Well, I don't. So there's nothing to show because I.
So you're gonna let it grow down?
So well, that's what she's saying. She's like, I got to see this, right? She wants to see
it. Cousin
it
down there.
She doesn't believe me, right? But I'm like, it's true, and honestly, you know, looking at this hair transplant thing, like, why couldn't they just use that? At least on top where I'm the baldest. Anyhow, this guy flew from Vegas to Florida to have some plastic surgery. They said plastic surgery and a hair transplant, and he says that his doctor cleared him to fly. When he got on the plane, I guess passengers were a little concerned about his appearance, and I would have been concerned about his appearance too. I mean, he had like a rag on his on
plastic
his head
surgery and
hair transplants, and the rag
coming back from the hair
The hair transplants. Yeah, so he's on his flight back to Vegas. like, here's a picture of, I'll show Lazo, and you can see twitch.tv/churchoflazo. I don't know why he only has the napkin on the back of his head, but so...
That's all blood on top?
That's all blood. He's bleeding from the top of his head, and he's bleeding from the back of his head.
His whole head is red.
Right, and then he's just got this random paper towel that's kind of stuck on one part of the back of his head, but it's certainly not covering all of the wounds because there's blood dripping from his head. I mean, when he went to jail and got out of jail, because, spoiler alert, they arrested him because he didn't want to get off the flight. When he got out of jail, he was interviewed by the local news down there, and the guy's head was still bleeding.
My God.
All over TV, and he's like, you know, I just couldn't believe it. I mean, the doctor said I was cleared to fly, and it's like, all right, maybe you were. Put on a ball cap. Do something. If your doctor says you can't
put a towel over your head.
Something. If the doctor says you can't do that, then you cannot be on a flight with other people. Maybe you're cleared to literally be in an airplane and pressurized cabin, but you are not cleared to be around strangers stuck in a plane seat next to them. If I were sitting next to that guy, I would have said something. You definitely would, I know, but even me, I don't know.
Maybe I wouldn't have said anything, but I'd have been unhappy.
To the flight attendant?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd have been like, you got to get this bleeding dude off the plane.
Would you have asked him if he's okay?
No, I might have just closed my eyes and tried to go to sleep.
Oh,
like, I got to go to sleep.
I mean, it looks like it's going to drip over on your
side. I have a lot of pain. Oh, pain here. I'm pain here in the head.
Eugenio Hernandez.
He's saying, I have pain here. I have pain here. And it's like, we can see where you have the pain, dude. You're bleeding from it.
Des Garnier is speaking out after being released from jail Tuesday night.
I come this time to Miami for a surgery.
He flew from Las Vegas to Miami to get a hair transplant and liposuction. But when he and his wife were on their flight back home, he says passengers alerted flight attendants with concerns about him bleeding.
You need to go out because somebody don't like what you have in your head.
You need to go out because somebody doesn't like what you have in your
head. Is that what you have on your head? Is that you're bleeding?
You're bleeding, sir. This is not like, ew, you have like a weird-shaped head, or, oh, that mole has hair growing out of it. Well,
yeah,
that is still gross.
That is gross.
Really gross, and I don't want to sit next to you.
That may be worse.
I shouldn't have even said it. I wish I hadn't. But you can't in all good conscience. You can't go up to a flight attendant and say, look, this lady has a mole on her face, and there's a giant black hair growing out of it, and she's talking to me. I can't look at her because it's making me sick. You can't say that because it's rude.
Well, so you just say
you can't. I mean, you could, but you're not going to. But when there's blood, this guy's acting like, you know what I mean? He's acting like they're making fun of him for having some sort of physical deformity when he's bleeding all over the place. You can't do that.
The doctor say that that's what happens? I've never
had a hair transplant,
but did you bleed that much in a hair transplant?
Wish I knew.
I feel like it would stop.
Did you ever see the pictures of Piven that the paparazzi snapped? I think there were some pictures of him on a beach at some point. He was wearing a ball cap, and you could see, because it was like a snapback, you could see sort of on the back of his head through the ball cap where it looked like he had, and I don't know if that was real. It could have been fake, I guess, but it looked like he was stitched up, and I just thought, oh, man, that almost looks like he had brain surgery. I don't know what's involved with hair transplants, but I know that rich people, when they want
them, surgery.
Yeah, and it works.
Yeah.
Maybe they would say, look, it works really well for certain people. Yeah, it worked on Piven. It worked on Elon Musk. It's worked on others. So it doesn't seem like some sort of pipe dream where you, like, go get butchered and you're bleeding and then, oh, maybe you get a few more hairs. No.
I didn't know you had to fly to Miami to get liposuction and a hair transplant.
Yeah, he probably
feels like that would be available.
You're in Vegas.
I feel like that would be readily available in Vegas.
In L.A., you're right
there. It's Vegas.
Right. You could get it in Vegas, and if you're so worried about Vegas, L.A. is right there.
Yeah, that all sounds fishy.
It's a weird thing. Well, maybe he had a coupon.
Right.
Or someone
had a friend.
Yeah, someone recommended it and said, this is where I went to have mine done. I don't know. Or this guy said, hey, if you get liposuction and a hair transplant, we'll give you a discount for buying them both.
Got a Groupon?
I'm not against a hair transplant. The blood.
Or liposuction.
Even seeing the blood.
As long as
I'm willing to do it.
On a flight.
I just don't want you flying on a plane. I don't want to get it twisted here. I'm all about it. If someone said, no, this will work and this is how much it costs. I know someone who's got thinning hair and they are extremely self-conscious about it. There's no just like, I'll just shave my head and forget about it, you know, kind of thing like I did. It's like, this really bothers this person. And I don't know this person well enough to tell them, hey, or ask them rather, have you ever looked into this? Because celebrities
pricey,
do it. But that's the other thing. This person has money. So I'm really curious, like, do you just think it doesn't work? Have you looked into it and they told you for some reason you wouldn't make a good candidate? I'd like to see more before and after pictures that aren't from the actual commercials, right?
Sure.
I'd like to see, now that I've seen Bleeding Head Guy, I want to see what he looked like before and what he looks like after. I have seen the people who, they, you know, they shave their head down to like a one. So they just shave it really short, and then when they're bald, they just get little dots tattooed on their head.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like, it looks pretty
looks good.
But I guess if you ever want to do anything beyond, you know, the buzz cut look, you're still going to have those little dots there. So that would you know, kind of be a problem.
Well, hair would cover it.
Well, except for the part where you're not growing hair. I guess if you have dots there, then it's not, you don't actually grow hair there. But when you see the people who've had that done,
it looks
good. I don't think I would walk by someone at a Costco and double take and go, those are tattoos. But I also don't know.
It's like girls who do that with their eyebrows.
But when they tattoo the makeup and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of
crazy. Usually pulls it off, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Us guys, we have no idea what you're doing over there. I don't know what's going on with those eyebrows. I don't know if that's painted on, if it's tattooed on.
I don't know how to say
on.
Vagina.
No. According to someone, I thought I did. I thought I knew how to say it. I said vagina. Vagina. I've said it a million times.
You're saying vagina.
You're saying like Virgin Galactic.
That's how you say it.
I say vagina.
There's no R in the word.
Well,
think about it. There's no R. Go ahead.
I understand. Vagina. But you're emphasizing something that's... I just think there's got to be other examples of times where it sounds like maybe there's a letter that isn't actually there, where we say things...
Yeah, but it's vagina.
Anyway.
It's what?
Vagina.
It says va.
Like that's how it's...
Like it's a vagina. Because he watches Downton Abbey and talks about vagina.
You say
you're so uncultured.
Yeah. Oh, please, gentlemen, it's a vagina. It's a vagina, okay?
Stop saying ver.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. We were just talking yesterday about how football season's getting close.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
College football, NFL.
I watched the murder of Air McNair last night.
I'm going to watch that tonight. Was it good?
Yes.
But you kind of know the story, but...
Yeah, and you know, a lot of those, you're like, oh, well, I didn't know all the story. I felt like I knew most of it.
Yeah.
But it still was, like, surprise, like the stuff that I remembered, you know, like, oh, yeah.
It was just a documentary within the last couple years about that story, but that doesn't mean much. I can watch something a month ago and forget it, so it doesn't matter.
But I think the story's interesting.
They just put the one out. It's just the McNair thing for now?
Yeah, I think the sign stealing's next.
Okay, all right. Well, that'll be good. I can't remember how Netflix does that, because that was like one of the first times.
I was hoping they'd be all
over,
because I was looking, you know, I'm a Michigan fan, so I was looking for the Connor Stallions thing, but...
That was like one of the first shows that I remember them doing, where it was like, no, we're not doing it, but I think they did it once a week, right? And they did the same thing with Unsolved Mysteries, where it was like a couple days in a row. Anyhow, football's getting close. Mm-hmm. And if you're a football fan, what makes a team your team? You know, well... Maybe you went to school at that college, or maybe you grew up in the city, or your family grew up in the city where that team represents. Those are obvious things. Mm-hmm. Once you're already in that city and you're already a fan of that team, well, what makes you more of a fan? Well, like I said, you learn about the team, right? Mm-hmm. You can know more trivia about the team. You can say, well, I've been a fan of them longer.
More into it.
Yeah, I go to more games, things like that. Maybe you think that makes you a bigger fan. But then does that really influence how well your team does? All that stress... All those tears, does it have any effect on how your team actually plays on any given Sunday? Well, probably not. It doesn't stop us from doing things. Some of us being superstitious and saying, I'll wear this same shirt.
Yeah, I don't do the superstition stuff, does he? You know, Slim Fast, a big Chiefs fan, during important drives, he won't let his feet touch the ground.
Yeah, so.
So when he's drunk, I have to hold him like a baby.
Right.
A little baby like this.
Keep my feet up off the ground. Well, now,
Slim Fast.
And I'm sure you already saw this, but now there's a way that you will be able to, I think, have a direct impact on how well your team does. It incorporates technology and new rules and everything else.
Okay, I don't know this, but I'm interested.
It's about college football. You don't know
I don't know
this
at all.
Oh, well, I'm very excited to share this with you then. You'll probably know it once I say it and you go, oh, yeah, of course, but still pretty cool.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.